Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with the one and only Alicia Vikander, who's just been for 2 Golden Globes for The Danish Girl and Ex Machina. Thanks so much for taking the time to join us.
Yes, of course. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, I mean, I know the awards were announced. It's still pretty fresh. I mean, I personally, having seen your movies, wasn't surprised at all. You totally deserve it. And I think we should get some Oscar buzz going, too. But were you surprised to hear your name called?
I was very surprised. I don't think I ever could have even associated my name with these kind of awards or all the people that I was nominated next to. I was in Berlin, came out from I did press for Danish Girl when I found out, came out from a big kind of, like a round table with journalists, and I came out and my publicist told me the news, and I guess I couldn't, we were just then heading off to the airport, so I was jumping in my seat in the car.
It's got to be pretty rare to be nominated for 2 different movies, though, at the same year. I mean, that's...
Yeah, no, I she told me one at first, and I had this crazy reaction, and then she told me that it was the second one, and then I just stopped and couldn't really... I was like, what? Couldn't really get my head around that. No, it's been two films that I've been so happy to be involved with, 2 very different films with 2 very extraordinary different parts, so I'm just extremely fortunate to have been invited to be in these kind of on the journeys of making these stories, really.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, I know that you said they're different, 2 very different stories, which they are, in 2 very different genres. But I guess if we wanted to try to find a little through line, they both deal in different ways with the themes of identity. You know, one with sexual identity, and one with your artificial intelligence. They mentioned the Turing test in Ex Machina, I believe. So I mean, were you able to, did you notice sort of those themes running through in both of them, or did you approach them very differently?
Yes. In Danish Girl, it's about gender confirmation. To define your whatever you consider being your true gender, and it was interesting. I think I approached the films very differently. I did Ex Machina 2.5 years ago. Mm-hmm. So that's and Danish Girl we actually finished in April this year. So it was quite a bit in between. But it was interesting when I met some trans women just 2-3 weeks ago. I'd seen Ex Machina and kind of wanted to point out and tell me that they had found such connection in how the Ava character in one way also tries to define or come to the truth of really wanting to embody the person that she believes she is.
Right.
So that was interesting to hear that approach now after I'd met them and made the films, because I don't think your question is I approached them probably very different.
Yeah, well, especially with that much time in between, I'm sure there was a different approach. Talk about working with Eddie Redmayne on this movie. I mean, you got to play. I mean, we saw something semi-similar, I guess, last year in Imitation Game with Benedict Cumberbatch and Keira Knightley. You know, she decides to stay married with him in that movie. But talk about sort of like what your character's sort of going through as, because it begins sort of fun and games. He's dressing up to stand in for a painting. And then all of a sudden, he discovers something about his own sexual identity by doing that. But,
gender identity.
Yeah, gender identity, yeah. So you keep catching me on that one. I'll make sure I get that. I'll cut that part out and say gender identity. Okay. What was it like working with Eddie Redmayne? He's the reigning Oscar champ right now, and here you are going toe-to-toe with him.
Well, I thought it was interesting how in the script it's kind of... it's that scene when of course, Lily Azaina in the beginning tries on, to do kind of the first time in that painting room, feels a connection with her true self in a way, but it's also the thing of a partner who, this was a time where there was no reference of this or even vocabulary to express what Lily goes through. It's that thing of knowing somebody so pure, you know, so fully someone that you love that much. And all, even in her art, and I think normally as an artist, very often your subconscious comes through your work, in your work.
Right.
And that's also how kind of Lily and her muse kind of appears. And that it actually comes from the person who supports and who sees her, who actually sees who Lily really is. And then, of course, it's a big transition that they're both on, trying to fully dare to go on the journey for Lily to truly become herself. And what I thought was remarkable with this story was, of course, that they were such pioneers going through what they did in a time when there was no reference 100 years back, but also to see a marriage and a love relationship when it's all about, if you actually are truly seen, if you actually are truly loved by somebody unconditionally, then maybe you can dare to truly dare to become yourself, be yourself.
Right. That's sort of the ultimate test of unconditional right there. What I thought, you know, I was admiring how the director, Tom Hooper, was sort of expressing what you guys were going through in visual ways. You know, there's those shots where you know, Eddie's looking through, there's like dresses populating the foreground early on, like foreshadowing, or a lot of times he's looking at you two through windows, or he has you sort of framed by door frames and walls to kind of show the separation between you guys as you're going through a rough patch. Are you aware of these sort of, you know, symbolic directorial techniques that Hooper's doing, you know, while you're on set, or are you guys sort of just acting in the scene and then you see it on screen and say, oh wow?
I think some of it was even in the script. But yes, well, we had a lot of, like, two, three. When you actually have a take, all the preparation work, which I think we all really care for and mm-hmm. think needs to be done, is kind of hopefully, like, grounded in you. And then you're able to just let go. You can't think about those things when you're actually on a take.
Sure.
But when you are in between, it's interesting how of course when we did rehearsals and we had set up those spaces, the apartments where they live, so we could play with space.
Mm-hmm.
And then to do that, it changes things. If you're in different rooms, it's like, you know, experimenting, trying how it is to sit close to each other, saying something, or right. have an enormous distance, that immediately, you know, turn a scene on its head in a way.
Sure. You mentioned that some of it was written into the script. What do you, as an actress, I got to say, award-nominated actress now, but what do you, as you're reading through the script, what is sort of the one thing that you're looking forward to? Because I'm sure you read a bunch of them, but what usually jumps off the page at you and says, I want to do this movie?
It's when I don't think about reading a script. Very rare.
Right.
That thing of, it's difficult to write a script which takes you on a similar journey of feeling like you're reading a book or watching a film. Both, I did two films, both Ex Machina and A Danish mm-hmm. Girl was two of those scripts when suddenly I was on the last page.
You're just like, sucked in.
Wow. Yeah. And then you know it's good.
Exactly. And then, you know, go beyond the script, once you're actually, you know, getting ready to make it, we actually had Alex Garland. He came in studio back when Ex Machina came out. And then I'm sure similarly with Tom Hooper, also another talented filmmaker. You know, what is each of their strength and what do you enjoy the most as an actress on set? Like, what makes a good filmmaker to you and how they deal with the actors?
Both Alex and Tom, and I've been privileged quite a few times of having directors who are so generous with time and dedication and all about wanting their actors to feel safe, in the sense that it's so open for testing things, to collaborate, to come with ideas, of almost directors who kind of are always, you know, who are willing to be there in the preparation and who knows that, who kind of tells you so you fully know that they're always there as a safety net when you need help, and also push you, which is scary. But both those directors always kind of pushed me to just try it myself first. You always have questions and you always want to know and you want to hear a director's vision, but it's pretty empowering when they actually tell you. Remember Eddie and I when Tom just said, "Well, try it out first. Go with your instincts, and then we can work from that and discover new things."
Awesome. That's awesome. Well, I know we're up against a time constraint here, so we appreciate you coming on, and you know, congrats again on the Golden Globe nods, both of them, and hopefully next time we hear from you, you'll have an Oscar in your pocket too. That's what I hope.
Thank you so much for talking to me. It was really a pleasure. Thank you.
Awesome. Everybody, Alicia Vikander on WTOP.
Thank you. Bye.